The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris at KLEM Lamar's and Mike Hohenbrink at the Kalmar Courier. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator, and good afternoon. I guess we just passed up the one-year anniversary when there was a siege on the U.S. Capitol building. And as you know, on the one-year anniversary, both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris had gave an address to the nation and put a lot of blame on past President Trump for the insurgents. And I just was wondering your thoughts and comments about their commentary and whether it was fair to place all the blame on former President Trump.
I believe that we need to focus on issues that bring our country together, not tear us apart. I'm working to lower the cost of prescription drugs and getting a fair price for independent cattle producers. And I think it's time that the Biden administration leave behind the hard partisan approach of last year so that we can get to work on things that will help all Americans, not just the liberal wing of the president's party, or I could say Bernie's wing of the president's party. Mike?
Senator, you've mentioned reining in big tech. Specifically, what would you like to see in this regard, and what has the most chance of getting done?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to see done, and then I'll mention a bill that I'm a part of. And the bill I'm a part of doesn't repeal Section 230 that lets big tech not be sued for any reason. And the other thing it doesn't deal with is the censoring of big tech, which irritates me the most of all the things. But I'm working on a bipartisan bill with Klobuchar to make sure that when business e-commerce is done, business is done on these platforms, that the platforms themselves can't prioritize their products so that other smaller business people that are using the platforms get cut out and don't have primary listing by the platforms. Dennis?
All right, Senator. As you know, the Iowa legislature got started with their general session today. Is there anything they've talked about perhaps reducing income taxes, restructuring tax tax forms, that type of thing, and not only income tax, but maybe even property tax. As you know, the state has an abundance of surplus funds in their account and everything. I was just wondering about, is there anything that you, from the standpoint of a U.S. senator, would like to see what the state legislature might deal with?
I think that they are talking about the same principle that I believe in at the federal level. You should only tax people the amount that it takes to pay for the services that the government's doing. If you overtax people, you ought to give it back to them. And I think that's what the legislature ought to be doing. And if they have more money coming in than they need, then they're overtaxing. Lower the tax rates. Give the money back. Mike.
Senator, obviously recent tensions with Russia have arisen, and Russia proxy Kazakhstan has seen violence in the streets. Will this have an impact on existing American-Russian ties, for example, with the International Space Station?
I think I'd see the International Space Station a little separate item entirely. It seems like there's been good cooperation among countries on that. In regard to our negotiations with them and Ukraine, I think that you mentioned the country of Kazakhstan. They are having these revolts within their country, and Putin is sending troops into that country to preserve it because he doesn't want non-friendly leadership there because he considers that within the old Soviet orbit, and it was, and he wants to make sure that there's not unfriendly people running that country. I think that puts him in a more difficult position now that we're negotiating with him on Ukraine. Dennis?
All right, Senator, thank you. As you know, President Biden has advocated a mandate of mask and vaccination policy for any business that has over 100 employees. That is now before the U.S. Supreme Court. We got a little bit of an inkling out of Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor, kind of indicating that she was, at least in her opinion, showing some favoritism of having a mandatory mandate. So what's your thoughts as to what are you hearing as far as what the Supreme Court and how it may act on it, and to follow up with that, are the Democrats also still trying to advocate additional policies, additional mandates of wearing masks and different things like this?
I think they've kind of leaving that up to the states now, which surprises me very much, because during the campaign, Trump was chastised by Biden that the federal government wasn't doing enough. And 2 weeks ago, at a news conference or a meeting with governors, a virtual meeting, that he thought these things ought to be left up to states and that they weren't going to close down the economy like we did in March of 20. I think those are wise decisions. But I think it's completely 180-degree turnaround from where he was during the campaign. I'm happy with that statement. I think that the president does not have the authority to do what he was trying to do with the 100 employees or more. And I think the Supreme Court will overrule him. And if the Supreme Court overrules does overrule him and he wants Congress to pass legislation in that area, I would vote against it. I don't think the federal government ought to telling 300 million Americans what they ought to do with their body in regard to vaccinations. I think it violates the freedom that people have under the Constitution. So then, Mike?
Senator, I know continued talk about the filibuster right now. Will this continue to stand in the face of Democratic opposition? Is it going to hold up?
As long as Manchin and Sinema keep their position, the answer is yes. And I hope it does. Because what I'm hearing from Iowans, they're tired of the partisanship in Washington. There is too much partisanship in Washington. And even with the filibuster, there's still too much partisanship. But if you did away with the filibuster, 60-vote requirement, and you got a 50-50 Senate, and the Democrats can do anything they want to do, that does away with the pressure that you have in the United States Senate to force partisanship. Dennis?
You were just back home recently over the holidays. What were other things that you heard from Iowans? What are on their minds?
Prescription drugs, inflation, Afghanistan, our withdrawal there, open borders, the irresponsible tax and spending spree of this administration. Mike, yours will be the last question.
Okay. Senator, following up a little bit, I'm presuming you've heard that Iowa's OSHA head, labor commissioner, has said he will not be enforcing the vax mandate. Could we get your thoughts on what you think of Rod Roberts' announcement on this position?
Well, you'll have to explain that to me again. Who's Mr. Roberts?
Rod Roberts, Iowa's labor commissioner. Iowa's occupational safety has said he will not be enforcing.
Yeah. I got you. You're talking about state OSHA. Well, I guess I wouldn't pretend to tell a state what they ought to do or not do, because that's their business. But from the standpoint that I hope the Supreme Court overturns the decisions, I don't think he's going to have to enforce it anyway. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Dennis and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.